Audio morning brief for the U.S. stock market. I'm Rich Paulson for Critical Point, 7:38 a.m. Eastern Time, April 10th. Okay, we got the long weekend out of the way, the holiday. The market was trading on Friday in terms of futures, so we have one of these weird moments here when we question how much we can trust the very fast analysis by the model for the stock market. We'll have to focus a little on cash here. Might be a little fuzziness for the next day or two for it to settle out. But here's the best forecast. Relative to the futures this morning that are off slightly, the model's saying the market can back off today and even back off into tomorrow for the level four interweek swings. However, the model then ought to be swinging up by sometime tomorrow into maybe Wednesday for the inflation report. It may top out ahead of it. It may top out at the report. It may top out after the report. And then we'll swing down again for another level four. But here's the thing. The market can bottom for a level three. In fact, it might have bottomed towards the end of last week for it. But it can bottom for level three with this coming level four today into tomorrow. And or it can use another level four later in the week for a bottom. But the idea is, if it hasn't already bottomed, it ought to bottom this week. And the best forecast is the market will be higher by next week. So this suggests the market is just going to stall out, back off a little bit to prepare for the inflation report. And then traders, investors are going to go back to buying after the report. That suggests a bullish inflation report. However, when we dig deeper or when we try to just forecast inflation first and then forecast price instead of the other way around, what we find is that it still may be difficult to forecast a nice inflation report. We haven't seen one yet. They've always been just slowly walking inflation lower. It'd be nice to see a surprise that inflation tumbled. Well, it may in this report, but I don't know how to truly forecast it with confidence. I don't have a lot of confidence of the people who ought to know better than I how to forecast inflation. So we'll deal with that and work with it on Wednesday and plug it in the way we the best we can. I guess the best way of looking at this, if it wants to trade below, I think it was the Friday low at 4069.84 for cash S&P 500, we do have to consider a chance to trade down to about 4050, 4040s, maybe even upper 4030s. But that's all the downside I see, and I really don't see it going there. I wouldn't be surprised even if it took out that low I just gave you, that it may put the brakes on right then and there and just trap some bears who were selling on a stop there, and it just goes up anyways. Now, if it were to trade above, say, Thursday low and high, we would say trade above Thursday's 4105.23. I think that's rather constructive. Actually, I need to adjust that a little bit. 4107.32. If it trades above that, anytime this week, even today, I think we have to consider an opportunity. Maybe the level four is already bottom, that's heading higher, and maybe the level three is going to work higher, okay? Now, in terms of, keep in mind, the level four is just intra-week fluctuations, day-to-day, but sometimes you might have an upswing that lasts like a day and a half, and the downswing only lasts a half a day, so it can sometimes be the most important intraday swing, okay? Now, they build into larger level three, plus there are investors, traders who trade just a level three. The level three is the more important swing or trend up and then trend down during the month. It's the most important amount of buying and selling, supply and demand. And you also get more important news, or more likely a process of news, of being net bullish for a while and then being net bearish, okay? So we believe the level three trend is down from the high of last week. We're looking for a bottom. It may have already bottomed last week as well, but it can bottom this week, and it doesn't necessarily have to bottom lower than last week's low at, say, 4069.84. It may, but it doesn't have to. So another thing to watch out for is, I think if it trades above the high of April 4th, I think that was last week's high, if it trades above 4133.13, I think you have to consider, yes, brand new level three uptrend, it's on its way, and it goes above 4150, I think some on Wall Street are going to get really bullish, okay? We still have outstanding targets of 4138 to 4195, including 4166. Also trading above 4150, if it starts getting more bullish, I think it's going to be easy to go over 4200. And eventually going into summer, maybe sooner, we can get it above that 4300 August high, the last piece of evidence we need for a long-term bull market. Now, there's some interesting things that would come out over the weekend. Somebody over at Carson Investment, and it also may include Ned Davis Research, and Robert Dietrich and a few others that I kind of follow, they put out something called the Zweig Breadth Thrust, and they claim it just made a signal. Now, it has done only 14 bullish signals since 1950, and there is no bearish signals. And it's been right 100% of the time when you go out, looking out like at least 6 months, but more likely a year. And a year later, it was up on average 23%, median 22%. So it implies a pretty good move near that. And it can be a little less, but probably not a lot less. And it implies a little above it, too. So a year, I kind of just guessed at the S&P 500 being at about 4,100 for this signal. I may be wrong on that, a little high. But 23% suggests by April next year, we could see 50,43. And we're currently at 4105 as of the Thursday close last week for the S&P 500 cash. Now, I did some more work and found that it's suggesting 4797 by October. It's suggesting 4428 by July, and it's suggesting 4305 by May. We may be challenging that 4325 level there for the last piece of evidence of a long-term bull market, and we may be doing that by May. There's a few others coming on board to think the market's going higher into May. I'm just going to say it's going higher this month, and hopefully it does spill over higher into May, and I still say we'll be higher in June, July, and later on it's going to be an up year. But there's going to be setbacks along the way, and there's going to be problems and complications, okay? There's going to be somebody willing to bet on the downside, and we do want to watch out. Towards the end of this month, instead of May, we may have a sell signal where it might be worth taking a little profit and backing off, see if we can buy it back. But for the moment, it looks like, yes, the market could run into a little bit of pressure here, some selling this week, dealing with this inflation report, but it's looking like somehow, some way, we're going to survive it. And it's still looking like we've got the momentum to the upside from the March bottom and from the October bottom of last year and the December bottom of last year. Everything seems to still be intact to be bullish this market, but it can back off here in the next few hours, the next few days or something. It can chop around. But again, if it starts taking out the highest price of last week, I think you have to assume, hey, brand new level three uptrend, it's rolling, okay? Hopefully, we can kind of pick a bottom here this week. And I know I don't give you alerts for level threes. I haven't done that for quite a while. But just watch out for signs of a bottom. I'd like to see it down today. And then I'd probably go with the idea, any kind of positive up day, more so on the day of the inflation report or later in the week, but possibly as soon as Tuesday, I think that's a positive sign. I think there's an opportunity here to assume this is going to work, level three bottom, and the market's going to be higher by next week, regardless of inflation report. But hopefully we're going to get some nice inflation report here and show that we're still working that inflation down. The interest rates have rallied the way we expected from a level three bottom. They're due for a level three top this week. I think that suggests they're putting the interest rates up into the inflation report. They're going to put it down after inflation report. By itself, I think that implies a decent inflation report. Everybody's going to be comfortable with it, and then maybe we'll get a nice surprise. Now, as far as major upside in interest rates, don't see it yet, but I will say the day-to-day inflation did pop up in the last couple of weeks here, and I'm hopeful it doesn't go too far, and some of these commodities are popping up good and may do so in the summer. Hopefully that's not going to cause too many problems for the stock market. But other than that, I think we got a good opportunity here to remain bullish, give it a chance, see how much we can make to the upside this month. And keep in mind, for those of you interested in still bigger trends, you probably want to try to be bullish in the summer, if not bullish for the year. And those of you on the long-term side, we got to be bullish into 2024. We got to be bullish farther out in the decade. There's just going to be lots of twists and turns along the way. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day. Thank you.